I'm really pissed off right now. But I have a feeling as you hear this story from a subscriber that you are going to possibly be as equally pissed off, but I have a feeling you're going to be left with a lot of hope. I got a message from a subscriber. I'm going to read it right now. And then I'm going to talk to you about something I think that's amazing. And I have a feeling this happened for some very specific reasons. It says here, I'm not even sure how to write about our predicament. I don't even know if this is the right way of reaching you, or if you are indeed the real economic ninja or the real estate ninja. If you are, my husband, Greg, has been watching your videos and following you for about 5 or 6 months now. He has really enjoyed your insights and knowledge. Thank you. In a video on YouTube about your real estate course, Greg left a comment asking if this course was good for beginners or if a person needed to have some real estate experience under their belt. A short time afterwards, he received an email from you or someone impersonating you, and the person then reached out to him through WhatsApp. I'll tell you this in a second. Over the course of a few days, the person who we thought was you, but now I'm thinking was an imposter, which is why I'm writing this, basically led us to investing our life savings of not even going to put the amount. Yeah, they, you know what? These people, I reached out to them and they gave me permission to share this. Okay? So I'm going to share it all. They invested $100,000 that they made off of the sale of their home. Real quick here, I would highly suggest if anyone thinks they're going to be real funny in the comment section, don't do it. Don't do it. I've been stolen from before. Type one if you've been stolen from. Type what was stolen from you, because I have a very important message I'm going to share after this, okay? You need to put it in writing. Share what you what's been stolen from you before. So they said they were stolen from $100,000. The whole thing looked like a scam to me. All kinds of red flags were popping up, but her husband was insistent that it was real. And I capitulated, and now we are here. We are senior citizens without a home, without money. We rented an apartment while we looked for a house. She said, I looked you up on Twitter, and your Twitter feed read your tweet that said, announcement, I will never ask you for money or try to convince you that I will invest your money for you. Never give fake ninja money. That's when she realized that they had been scammed. And that's why she reached out to me. So first off, right as I got this message, my son was nice enough to put two banners up on my channels, both the Economic Ninja and Real Estate Ninja channel, saying that don't ever invest money with someone you think, I will never ask you for money. So I contacted them. Now I want to tell you a story about me. And just, you know, in the description on the top, there's an Amazon link, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I had about $130,000, $140,000 stolen from me through a stock scam that ended up being a very famous scam called SpongeTech. It was a company that was infusing sponges with soap. It looked great. It was so big that they were the company SpongeTech was advertising on all of the baseball fields all around the country. You'd see them right behind their advertisements. Was insane. And it wasn't to advertise their sponge, and they had a real product. It was to sell stock. It was a stock selling scam. And they were busted and put in prison. But my money, my mother's money, was gone forever. I know what it's like now. It has to do with this channel. A long time ago, God told me through people in my life, And then God told me that he was going to restore that money that was stolen from me. And I stood on a couple of Bible verses, but I had to stand on those for well over a decade. And little by little, it came in. Now, I prayed with these people, and I asked them, I said, I don't know how it came up, but she said that she wrote a book about her life. And I said, is that book on Amazon? She said, yes. I said, can you send me the link? And so she did. And so not only am I going to be buying some books, but if you feel so inclined, her book, her testimony, is on Amazon for $15. Now, I get really fired up when people, these scammers steal, but they pull on the heartstrings and emotions of people. And I can't say it every day, every video. But I have a feeling as I was praying for her, not only are the thieves being dealt with right now in the spirit, trust me, if you know what I'm talking about, they're being dealt with right now in the spirit realm. But I have a feeling that this is a way for her testimony to get out. You remember it says in the Bible, it's by the power of our testimony in which we overcome. I think it's very important to know that we, and I will tell you this, I'm going through some stuff right now, nothing like what they're going through. But I'm telling you, for the last 5 or 6 months, I've been going through some stuff. And it's not until we pass through that, that we can see real change, not only in our own lives, but in other people's lives. And I want this to end. Are thieves going to go away? No. There are more thieves in this world than ever before. People are turning against people. But I want to tell you that I truly believe, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, you can't have light without darkness. A room has to be dark. And the darker the room, if you turn on a tiny flashlight when it's lit, you don't see the light. You don't see the beam of light. As that room gets darker, that light, that tiny light gets brighter and brighter and brighter to the point where it's so dark inside. All you see is the light. And I truly believe that right now, it's hard because I know there's so many people that feel so alone that watch this channel and watch other channels. They don't know which way to go and they want to reach out to me for advice. And I don't physically have the time in the day, right? But it's my prayer to so many of you, just like with Greg and his wife, that just wanted someone they could trust their money with, that you'll find someone like that. I'm going to tell you another story while we're on this. And again, guys, the link to her book is Amazon book to help this couple out. It's $15. Her testimony is in the description. I'm going to pin it in the comments once this is done. I had a friend of mine. this is testimony. I'm going to tell it right now because you need to understand what kind of authority you have if you believe in Jesus Christ, okay? So I guess today I'm going to preach. My mom's best friend, after she passed away, came to me and she'd been robbed. And she came to me. She didn't know what to do. And I got pissed. And so I said, you know, we're going to go right now to God and we're going to command those thieves, bring that money back. Or the stuff back. There was stuff they stole. And I'm laughing because we prayed and I prayed in the spirit and I commanded those thieves to bring everything back. And I said, the demonic entities inside of them will drive them absolutely bonkers until they do. So I've seen this a couple times in my life. And so I said, all right, now I'll just sit back and wait. A day or two later, the sheriffs came to my friend's door. She called me just dying, like laughing. You're never going to believe this. She's all, well, you probably are going to. And I said, what? And she goes, the sheriff comes to the door and goes, ma'am, did you have some stuff stolen from your house? She goes, yeah, it's a couple of days ago. He's like, you're never going to believe this, but I need you to come out here and see what's in the back of my car. And there were two thieves violently throwing up. They had turned themselves into the sheriff, and they said that they knew that they had to confess what they had done or they wouldn't stop throwing up. So the sheriff drove them down to this house, and they confessed and they apologized to her. And she accepted their apology. You know, we don't know how much authority we have. And oh, just so you guys know, I'm not a religious guy. Religion's a bunch of rules set up by man. I follow Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I'm not special. What was special was the people that have taught me certain things about what we're missing out in life. Now, I'm going to do this. I don't care who thinks what. I claim in the name of Jesus Christ protection. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over both of these channels, over the Economic Ninja channel, the Real Estate Ninja channel. And the reason why I'm doing this, and I thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity, because I'm going to plead your blood over not only the growth and the success of the channel, but it's over the success of those that are watching. Those that can read through my sarcasm and those that see the real message. And I believe there's some people right now that need to hear this. I want people to understand their authority that they have in you, Jesus. If that's you, type, this was for me. This next year is going to be a doozy. But all I see is victory in your future. The only question is, are you ready to accept that victory, no matter what it looks like? You know, I have a feeling that Greg and Tracy are going to have one heck of a testimony after all this is said and done from being stolen. They lost $100,000 to these scammers. And it's not just them. It's happening all the time. I get emails about it all the time. And I'm telling you right now that you are blessed going in and going out. And even though that the enemy wants to come and attack you, and Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy any and all parts of your life. That's what he tried to do with this couple. But he ain't winning tonight. I won't let it happen. My God is a lot bigger than these problems that every single one of us have. So I thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. I thank you that more people are going to hear these messages. And this video is going to be out for anyone to watch. I know it's live right now, but it's important. People need to understand this stuff. I hope you have a great night. I'm going to put a link to her book, which will help bring in funds to recover some of this. I will be buying one too, and I just wanted to put this before your lap. If you've been stolen from, you have the right to go back to Satan and demand it back. It says in the Bible, go look it up in the Bible and go start saying it out loud. I actually was saying that for years and years. And this is something else I've never shared. I talk about the channels coming under attack. Well, there's a reason for that. So I thank you, God, for bringing this story to me and the ability for me to pray and extend my faith over their situation and over the situation I'm going through right now. Thank you, guys. You are all awesome people. The Economic Ninja is out.